Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Brachas, Daf Nun Zion. So this is going to be a shorter session because I want to get this to you before Shabbos. Here we go. The 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara lists a number of dream visions that include elements of tefillah and their symbolic meaning. So for example, if one responds, Amen Yeheshmei Rabba Mevorach in his dream, he is assured that he is destined for Olam Haba. If one recites Kriyishma in his dream, he is fit to have the Shekhinah dwell upon him, except that his generation doesn't merit to have it happen. And if one dreams of laying tefillin, he should anticipate rising in greatness. So the first point is we have a number of dream visions that include elements of tefillah in it and their meaning. Number two, Rav Yochanan says that if one wakes up and a pasuk immediately fell into his mouth, this is a type of minor nevuah, a type of minor prophecy. And this statement was stated earlier on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. There's a chiluk between the two, something to learn, of course, from the second time it's repeated, but that's the second point. Rabbi Yochanan says, if one wakes up and a pasuk immediately fell into his mouth, it's a type of minor nevuah. And the third point is, there are five things that are considered a 60th of something else. Eish, fire, is a 60th part of Gehenna. Honey, dvash, is a 60th part of the man. Shabbos is a 60th part of Olam Haba. Sleep is a 60th part of death. And a dream is a 60th part of nevuah, prophecy. So once again, the 3 points are, the Gemara lists a number of dream visions that include elements of tefillah and their meaning. So if one responds, Amen, Yeheshmei Rabba Mevorach, in his dream, he's assured that he's destined for Olam Haba. If he recites Kriyishma in his dream, he's fit to have the Shekhinah dwell upon him, except that his generation does not merit to have it happen. And number three, if one dreams of laying tefillin, he should anticipate rising in greatness. The second point is, Rav Yochanan says, if one wakes up and a pasuk immediately fell into his mouth, it's a type of minor nevuah. And thirdly, there are five things that are considered a 60th of something else. Fire is a 60th part of Gehenna. Honey is a 60th part of Man. Shabbat is a 60th part of Olam Haba, sleep is a 60th part of death, and a dream is a 60th part of prophecy. All right, so now we go to our simon. So this is the third day in the Zichru Adar Choose a Simon contest. And again, I got selections from all over the world on this one, very creative and funny. But the vast majority, in this case, of Nun Zion came in on nose. So when there's such an easy association, Nun Zion nose, it just rolls off the tongue, then you got to go with it because it's going to make it easy for everybody. But I am going to tweak it up a little bit, and we're going to go with Pinocchio's nose. I just like that. Pinocchio's nose. So here we go. Pinocchio's nose began to grow when he claimed he was saying Kriyishma in his dream, and then woke up with a pustic in his mouth, until he was reminded wood burns in fire, which is a 60th part of Gehenna. Once again, in slow motion. Pinocchio's nose, which reminds Ron Duff Nun Zion. Pinocchio's nose began to grow when he claimed he was saying Kriyishma in his dream, because the Gemara lists a number of dream visions that include elements of tefillah and their symbolic meaning. If one recites Kriyishma in his dream, he's fit to have the Shekhinah dwell upon him, except that his generation doesn't merit to have it happen. If one responds Amen Yeheshmei Rabba Mevorach in his dream, he's assured that he's destined for Olam Haba. If one dreams of laying tefillin, he should anticipate rising in greatness. So his nose began to grow when he claimed he was saying Kriyishma in his dream, and then woke up with a pasuk in his mouth, because Rav Yochanan said if one wakes up and a pasuk immediately fell into his mouth, it's a type of minor nevuah, a type of minor prophecy. Until he was reminded wood burns in fire, which is a 60th part of Gehenna. Because there are five things we said that are a 60th of something else. Fire, Eish, is a 60th part of Gehenna. Honey is a 60th part of the Man. Shabbos is a 60th part of Olam Haba. Sleep is a 60th part of death. And dream is a 60th part of prophecy. So once again, Pinocchio's nose began to grow when he claimed he was saying Kriyishma in his dream, and then woke up with a pusik in his mouth, until he was reminded wood burns in fire, which is a 60th part of Gehenna. All right, so there we have it for Daf Nun Zion and Brachas. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar wishing you a great day, great learning, and a great Shabbos.